Hey folks, you know Apache Ranger provides comprehensive security to deliver, to monitor, and to manage Hadoop clusters. Apache Ranger is now available for fine-grained control of topics with Apache Kafka on Azure HD Insight. Dhruv Goyal is here to show us how it works today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it is another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here to learn more about Apache Kafka. Now, in another video, you showed me how we can do encryption of our data at rest, not with Microsoft-controlled keys, but with our own keys, bring our own key. But now there is a way to have even more fine-grained control, and you're going to show me how.
Absolutely. So with Kafka topics, sometimes what you want to do is isolate different users in different groups to get that. What we're going to talk about today is Apache Ranger, which is also part of the open source framework. We spoke about the enterprise-grade security you get with Azure HD Insight at different levels. What we're going to talk about is the authentication and the authorization aspect of it. So with enterprise security package on HD Insight clusters, you can integrate your clusters with Azure Active Directory. So anyone with you can identify users and groups which are part of your Active Directory, and they are the ones who will have certain accesses and roles for your cluster.
Interesting. So I use a lot of things on like app service, and I've got some SSL certificates. I've got a number of both user identities and application identities, and I kind of use that RBAC, right? Role-based access control. And I, you know, I make those identities so that I can really revoke them. Like they exist to be revoked almost. I want to make sure that me and my role can do my job transparently, but if I quit, I can remove that role and assign it to someone else, and then they can continue to access that data appropriately.
Yeah, so you can have scenarios where employees are quitting or they are changing departments or functions or organizations within the company, in a large company, and you want to make sure that that access is aligned to what their role, what their requirements are. And what Azure Active Directory does, it is allows you to identify the employees or the groups within your company. Then with Apache Ranger, you can set policies for those different groups and users. So you can say a certain Kafka topic is only accessible to a certain group or vice versa.
That's interesting. That means that Azure Active Directory really is the kind of the single source of truth for my organization and the rules for security. Somehow I always assumed that if you took an open source product and put it in the cloud, I would need separate logins and separate passwords.
Yeah, and this is the beauty of it. Like, you don't. You can use your domain credentials to log into the cluster and to be able to do stuff with the cluster.
Very cool. Let's see.
So as we were talking about, Ranger is an overall framework that works across a different, a lot of different OSS technologies, and Kafka being one of them.
Right.
And Enterprise Security Package integrates with HD Insight clusters with Active Directory. One thing I didn't mention, that you cannot even, you cannot just restrict access. You can see who accessed those topics, and you can audit access as well.
Oh, so an audit log is included.
Yeah, so we'll see that as well. So imagine a scenario where you have a topic called sales events, and you have a person in your company called Alice, who's a sales manager, who wants to see what are the deals that have been done or the events that have happened around sales. She may have access to the sales events topics on your Kafka cluster. On the same Kafka cluster, you might have another topic, which is marketing spend. And we have Bob, who's a finance controller in the marketing department, who's seeing how those events or the spend is happening in the, within that department. He has access to those topics. Now, what you don't want is for Alice to be able to log into the cluster and see what kind of spend marketing is doing, or Bob being able to see what's happening with the different sales. So with Apache Ranger, you can restrict those access. And that is what we're going to see in the demo right now.
Okay, and you can do that based on either identity or a role, like the role at which Alice is in and the role in which Bob is in, or Bob and Alice is in identity?
So if the role is, way you do that is with users and groups. So you can set the permissions for the group itself.
Very cool.
And I'm assuming in a scenario like that, what the organization would do is put Alice in a group, say, of marketing users or sales users, and Bob would be in marketing users.
Very cool.
So this is what basically we have set up, and I'm going to show that. Just before that, I'm going to show how you create the cluster with the and provide the ADDS endpoints for the cluster so that you can integrate with enterprise security package.
And this is only for new creation of clusters?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I'm going to create an HD Insight cluster here with an Azure portal. Again, I just select HD Insight, create, And I just want to show the security blade within that specifically.
All right.
So let's say we call this Friday Kafka. And we're going to choose, once again, the Kafka cluster type.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the defaults.
And this is just the initial setup so that you can go into the security blade where the real magic happens.
Yes. So this is just providing the domain and
the initial,
name for the cluster.
Initial setup.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm just going to select All existing right. resource group. And let's say we're doing this in East US 2. There it is.
All right. So the
magic really happens in the security and networking blade once it validates this cluster name, because they have to be unique. This is the one public IP for you to be able to kind of go into your cluster and manage it.
Okay.
What we do is we select that. We want to enable enterprise security package.
Oh, okay.
You choose a cluster. The first thing you notice is that it selects the AADDS tenant that's mm-hmm. already associated with the subscription.
Right.
In this case, it is securehadooprc.onmicrosoft.com. And you select an admin user. So let's say if I have
Hold on, I can see from the upper right corner where your login is and from your Active Directory username right there that Secure Hadoop RC is your organization.
Yes. So this is a test organization we have created for this demo.
Mm-hmm.
And you select that. And that is going to be a cluster admin user. Now, you select which groups of people should have access to your cluster.
Mm-hmm.
As we were talking about,
perfect.
You know, you're talking about roles.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say Alice is in the sales department. So you select a group called sales users.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, hey, they should have access to the cluster. So, and then you also want marketing users to be able to use the cluster. So those are the identities that will be integrated with the cluster. So cluster would be able to find it. So when Ranger policies you're setting them,
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to say that you are within one of these groups. You should be able to find them. And you select a VNet that will be associated for this.
Mm-hmm. And I assume that after, of course, my creation and my initial assigning of groups, I can change and add groups, remove groups.
You can change policies at the Ranger level,
mm-hmm.
but you can't change groups which have access to the cluster, which you select during cluster creation time at the moment.
I see. But then you'll show us in Ranger what we have the ability to do.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
So I just wanted to show the security blade. The rest of the cluster creation setup is the same.
Okay.
I have a cluster already set up which has the enterprise security package available on it.
All right.
And I'm going to switch to the next tab, which has...
You can hit Control Tab. There you go.
There it is. So this is the Ranger UI that you get with the clusters, with the Kafka clusters. And what you do is you go into the Kafka-specific folder for these policies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we see are certain policies that are associated with Kafka here.
Okay.
The first are just default policies that come with it. And now I have created a blanket sales policy, which applies to the group sales users, as we were talking about.
Okay, so now I see there's a little bit of indirection there, and that gives me actually a little bit more control. And this is the mapping of Ranger policies to AAD groups.
Exactly. And this is where you say, hey, for certain topics, I want certain people to have access or not.
Nice.
So if I go in there, you can see that this policy, you give it a name, you select which topics you want to give access to, and you can use very useful things like wildcards. So for example, in this case, an asterisk might say, in any topic that starts with sales is the one that this policy applies to. And you have asterisks and question marks to kind of build out those policies.
Mm-hmm.
And you select that, hey, sales users should have access, and you save that policy. So I have that already saved.
Now, one thing worth pointing out, speaking as myself, who's not deeply familiar with Kafka, is that when I first saw this UI, I said to myself, that doesn't look like the Azure portal. But that's what's great about this concept, is that this is, in fact, the Ranger UI, which is part of an open source package.
Yep.
And what you've done here is you've taken the best of open source, the best of Azure and AAD,
yep.
and brought them together. So rather than going, hey, this UI doesn't look like the portal, it's like, oh, this is the open source portal that I'm used to, and look how cleanly, with the addition of that enterprise security pack, this integrates with my existing AAD resources.
Exactly, and it's for people who are very familiar with these open source tools, mm-hmm. and they don't know how to integrate with different Azure services.
Yeah.
We do that everything. We launch all the components in the cluster mm-hmm. for you, ready to be working within 10 minutes when the cluster starts up.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So then people can go and do this now, or is this available in preview?
It's available in preview today. I wanted to show one more thing, like
Please.
How this prevents access. So similarly, I have a marketing spend policy. Let's say Bob's a marketing user, and he
right.
can only send data to marketing topics, and I'm logged in as, let's say, Bob in one part of the console, and Alice is in another part.
All right.
If I'm Alice, right, I should be able to send data to sales events, but
right.
not to marketing events. So I'm just going to copy this command to start writing to marketing events.
Okay.
So
are you're SSH'd into a terminal right now?
I'm SSH'd into the terminal connected to the domain. And so from there, I'm sending data to the Kafka cluster. Since I am logged in with my domain credentials, so as Alice,
right.
When I'm trying to send this data, it will know that it is coming from Alice.
It will
and
know.
Alice is part of the marketing or the sales group in this case.
All right.
So so the one thing, as you see here, with Kafka, you have to provide the bootstrap, the brokers. You have to provide the endpoints that you can write to.
Right.
And that's
so there
a step
you're
ahead
setting, yeah, setting an environment variable about where we're going to be pointing to.
Yep. And then I just try to write to it. And as you can see, that it'll fail because Alice is in the sales group, and it cannot. She cannot write to the marketing spend topic.
Not authorized to access marketing spend.
Exactly, and you get an error right there. Whereas if I was to write to sales events, I could go in there, and you can see that it's starting to write
okay.
already.
And it's writing right now. It immediately started. Yes.
Yeah, so I have a demo application which is writing random things to the topic.
Hmm.
And if I wanted to read what it is writing, I could go in there and consume from the topic sales events.
Okay.
Again, being Alice, I'm in the sales group, I have permissions, and I can start, you know, it starts reading from Kafka.
Yep, there it is. Nice.
So that's some just random data.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to go back and change policies, and you were talking about, hey, changing access after the fact.
Right.
You can go in there, and you can, you know, even within the group, we could say, hey, Bob's a good guy. We know he's good with this.
So you have
data
a great deal of fine-grained control,
exactly.
and it's Apache Ranger that makes that possible.
So not just at the user level,
mm-hmm.
Group level, but at the user level, and I could select Bob and give them access.
Right, and also the thing that was also impressive to me was the topics as with wildcards, saying not just a specific topic, but a topic that met this glob or this wildcard.
Absolutely, and you can see that certain people are denied access. If you are managing the cluster, you can go and see, hey, someone tried to get access to this topic, even though they didn't have access. And see
mm-hmm.
that.
I worked in banking for many, many years, and we lived and died by the audit log. So being able to know that someone is poking around, even if there's someone within your own company, gives you
yeah.
even more fine-grained control.
So you can, anyone can, the cluster admin can go in there and see, hey, who was trying to get access to the cluster.
Fantastic. So this is available in preview.
Yes.
And people can check this out. And they should also check out our other video that we did about bringing your own keys.
Yeah, and gives you the whole enterprise security.
Fantastic. I am learning all about enterprise security in Apache Kafka with HD Insight today on Azure Friday.